The Minister of State at the Presidency in charge of Public-Private Partnership, Alhaji Rashid Pelpu, has asked negotiators in the Permanent Joint Commission for Cooperation between Ghana and Morocco to redouble their efforts. This, he said, will provide a platform to promote development and cooperation between the two countries in the areas of trade, energy and agriculture. He was speaking in Accra at the 14th anniversary of the ascension of the throne of the King of Morocco, King Mohammed. Doreen Ampofu has filed this report.
Ghana and Morocco have had strong cooperation and political relations which dates back to the post-independence era. In 2001, former President Kufu, on a visit to that country, announced that both countries have declared their intention to exchange missions, with Ghana opening a mission in Rabat or Casablanca, while Morocco opens its mission in Accra. The move was to strengthen bilateral relations. According to Alhaji Rashid Pelpo, the Permanent Joint Commission for Cooperation is a sure way to promote development in the two countries.
Ghana looks forward to further strengthen and deepen ties with Morocco and wish to urge our neighbors to redouble their efforts towards establishing more effective work for collaborating the Permanent Joint Commission for Cooperation. This platform would provide avenues for mutual cooperation between the two countries in the area of trade, commerce, agriculture, fisheries, aviation, textiles, tourism, energy and investment. Ghana is grateful to Morocco for granting yearly scholarships to Ghanaian students to study in the country. Your Excellencies, we in Ghana count on the rich experience and commitment of the ambassador to help in enhancing this bilateral tie for mutual benefits of our people.
The Moroccan ambassador to Ghana, Mrs. Nesia Mamdi, said Morocco is willing to share her expertise in water management, housing, fisheries, tourism and energy to accelerate Ghana's development.
The cooperation between the Kingdom of Morocco and the Republic of Ghana is a good illustration of this commitment. Strengthening the ties through pragmatic action and share of expertise in various key sectors such as water management, housing, fisheries, tourism and energy. Morocco has set up over the years an innovative policy of promoting and training Africa's human potential. There are currently 8,000 students in 42 sub-Saharan countries studying in Morocco, including 200 Ghanaians with a scholarship from the Moroccan government.
The 14th anniversary of King Mohammed was attended by members of the diplomatic corps, traditional leaders and government officials.
Doreen Ampofu reporting.